McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Welcome to another edition of Rabbitohs Radio. My name is Grant Chappell. I'm joined by my loyal co-host and friend, Darren Brownie. Brown, what's doing, Brownie?
Not much, chaps. How you been, mate? And first of all, good afternoon to all the listeners.
Yep. G'day to all the listeners out there, mate. We're just going to do a quick little bonus episode, I'm going to call it, or a bit of a news update. The Burgess family, we're going to talk about them. The news that Tommy Burgess has signed on with Huddersfield, and we're going to do an injury update, mate, because we have had a plethora of injuries in this preseason. It started in December with about half a dozen calf injuries, and it's continued on right through the whole squad. So we're going to have a chat about that.
Well, really, the calf injury started with Latrell Mitchell, didn't it? Back at State of Origin time in 2023.
Yep, that's right. And we're going to try and predict the back five for round one, which is not easy. It seems to change every week, the two wingers and the centres and the fullback. So we'll have to get right into that episode. We might start with the news, Tom Burgess signing on 3-year deal starting from next season, 3 years in Huddersfield. I think it's just about the home of rugby league up there.
It is.
It is a part of the world that's probably Aussies might not like. It's a bit cold in the middle of winter, but real community place.
Huddersfield, they call it.
Huddersfield, there you go.
There you go. That's
You know, they say leave your H at home. Huddersfield.
Huddersfield, over the Pennines there, yeah. Look, the news broke last week that Tom will be leaving the South Sydney Rabbitohs at the end of 2024 to take up a 3-year deal with Huddersfield. He's been a great stalwart of the club, coming up to 225 games, second overall in terms of the amount of games played for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, 29 games for England, currently the captain of his country, chaps, and what a player he's been for this mighty club.
Oh, he's unbelievable. How professional he's been, how consistent he's been, the amount of games that he just keeps racking up every year. He has the odd injury, the odd suspension. The Burgess boys love a suspension, we know that. But Tommy, he lights up a room now. We've been to a few of those season launches, Brownie. And look, they all get a big cheer, but generally the fans gravitate to Tom gets the biggest cheer. And I don't know if it's just because he's the tallest and the biggest unit, but he's the most engaging with the fans. He's always got time for him, and he goes over and pushes his personality onto the fans, and they absolutely love him. And we've got a good relationship to him with him too, Brownie. He's always been really nice to us since we've been doing the podcast.
Oh, he's a great fella, and it's a great family, the Burgess family, and all of them all the same. They give you their time whenever they're in your company, and it's going to be sad to see Tommy go, because I believe he's in the greatest form of his career. I think he's been really good over the last 2 years. I'm expecting another big year this year, and hopefully he can lead us to a premiership.
Yeah, the year we made the GF, I think it was 221 against Penrith. Geez, he had a big year that year. Him and the GOAT, Mark Nichols, they didn't miss too many games. There was only maybe one or two between them in the whole season, and they were instrumental in that go forward, creating that space for Cody Walker, who broke the try-assist record for the NRL. That will never be broken, that one.
Big body. He's very hard to handle. Drags 3 and 4 players in with him, and like you said, he gets them quick play the balls, and obviously gives great space for our halves and our edge players, and that's exactly what you need. You need big bodies in the middle that are very mobile and can get up and play the ball quick, and Tommy can do that. And like I said just before, it's going to be sad to see him go.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sam signed out here first, as you know, and then Georgie come in behind him, played a bit of 20s and wasn't too far before he moved his way up the grades and played first grade, and he was instrumental in that grand final win in 2014. We scored a lot of tries off his play the ball. He'd pull the opposition team apart, scored that classic grand final try. Lukey Burgess come along, played a couple of years, played about 50-odd games. Lukey, 51 to be exact. And then you got a young man like Tom Burgess come out to be with his twin brother and his other two brothers. The mum, Julie, came out. And he'd already played a fair few games over there for Bradford Bulls, I think it was. Mm. And it took him a little bit longer to come into his own. I think he got out of the shadow of his two brothers and obviously Luke when they left, and he was the lone Burgess. And I think we've seen the best of him since they've left. Mm. Is that a fair statement, Brownie?
Yeah, I think so, chaps. Yeah, exactly right. He was playing behind George and Sam and obviously Luke, the senior player of them all. But yeah, I think he's really found his feet over the last couple of seasons. Probably one of the form front rowers in the NRL, you know, the last 2 years. So we need him to hold that form this year and try and lead us to victory week in, week out. But yeah, they've all left a legacy, and what a family.
Yeah, congratulations to Huddersfield. You're going to pick up a fantastic signing over there, and he'll give you everything he's got. He never cuts any corners off the field. He's not a drinker, not a big party animal. His diet's spot on, his recovery's spot on, and you have to be as you get older and you're playing in the engine room. Look, you know, Sam Burgess, 182 games. He'll never be forgotten. He's going to go down as one of the greatest Pommies to ever come out here and play football, in my opinion. I think he's up there in the top two or three Pommies I've ever seen come out here. And as far as Rabbitohs goes, forwards, the way he led by example, the way he just picked out an opposition player, whoever their best, biggest and toughest player was, the way he stood over him and just bashed him into smithereens and we'd come over the top. I don't know if we'll see another player like Sam. And if I said the number 607, Brownie, what does that mean to you?
607, probably about $107 more dollars that's in my bank account.
No, mate, that's how many games the Burgess brothers have played combined, 607.
Wow, outstanding.
Yeah, they're going to leave a legacy individually, but as the four brothers, you know, that year where they all got to go on the field. I'll put a few of those photos up on our socials.
I know we're talking about Tom here, but Sam, like you just said, chaps, I'll just touch on Sam. I think he's the best player I've seen. I didn't have the opportunity to see the Roncoots or Bob McCarthy's play, but Sam Burgess, I got the opportunity to watch week in, week out, and he's probably one of the best forwards I've seen play the game. His physicality, his mobility, his running game, his defence, his work rate. He was just outstanding, and what he did in that grand final was heroic. To be honest, you know, you got the likes of Brad Clydes, the Glenn Lazarus, you know, all them players that played in the late 80s, early 90s. I put Sam above all of them.
Yeah, you won't see too many families like that. Mum and Dad played rugby league themselves, and then the four brothers to come up and play that many games for one single club, very, very rare. In any sport in the world, Brownie, you go out and find another sport where four brothers have played that many games for a big organisation like the South Sydney Rabbitohs, you won't find it. One of my favourite Tom Burgess memories, mate, was we're out there, and I think it was a Monday night footy or a Saturday night game, actually, I think it was, and we were coming down to beat the Tigers. Well, it looked like we were setting up for a field goal, and Tommy got it about 15 out, and he ended up doing a hit-up. I thought they were setting up for the field goal. Tommy's gone for a yawning gap. They've all converged on him. He went to slam the ball down, but we had a bit of an obstructive view. I couldn't see if he got the ball down or not because of the post, and it spewed out, and Luke Brooks picked it up, went the length. We thought, oh, we're all cheering, and then we went, hang on a minute, Brooks, he scored. Do we get beat here or not? We went to the video ref, and sure enough, we shouldn't have doubted you, Tommy. You got it down, mate.
Yeah, well, I was sitting with you, chaps, at that particular game, and at the time, I thought Tom grounded the ball, but like you said, Brooks picked it up and ran away. Referee plays on, but that great video footage showing that Tom scored the try, and yeah, there was great scenes down there to all rumble around Tom, and yeah, it was good to see him get the try.
Yeah, they're an outstanding family. I can't wait to see the rest of the season and Tommy leading by example as he does. And he might take up a different role on the bench this year. which he has the past couple, and I think that's a nice little spot for him there, softening up periods out of play, and then Tommy comes and creates a lot of space there down the middle. We might get to some of those injuries, Brownie. The first one that dropped last week, devastating news to one of the most important players in our lineup. We've spoke about how consistent this bloke is. He got to the point where he forced the hands of the Origin selectors. They're pretty much going to pick him, but because of the sternum injury, he wasn't able to train during the week. He never ended up taking his place, but Campbell Graham out for up to 4 to 6 months. Devastating news this time of the year, mate.
Yeah, devastating, like you said, for both Campbell and the club itself, because it leaves a big hole in that centre position where he's been so good for the last couple of seasons. The form centre, like you said, his form warranted selection in the State of Origin. They picked him, and unfortunately he had to withdraw due to that injury. Now, that injury he's been carrying for quite some time, I believe. I don't know the medical side behind this injury, but apparently he's had an operation on it and hasn't recovered the way they wanted it to, and he's got to go in for a further operation and a procedure which will keep him out for 4 to 6 months.
Yeah, we'll try and get someone in the club to have a chat to about that one, because it's strange. He played on Saturday. They had an inter-squad game. It was a full-on game too. It was first grade versus sort of the backups, you know, the next sort of shadow players. And Campbell played in the second team. Mate, ran hard, tackled hard. I think he scored a try and everything. So that was only on Saturday, yeah. A couple of days after the news dropped. So we're recording this on Tuesday evening here at the South Juniors, one of our sponsors. He's a guy you just can't pull a bloke out of reserve grade and do what Campbell Graham does. But whoever comes in, I know they'll be prepared and ready to do the job. And in that inter-squad game, there was a couple of injuries. Cody Walker done a calf injury. He played that first quarter, looked pretty sharp. Bamboozled him a few times. Not sure how he hurt that one. He went off, sort of didn't make a big deal out of it. He went off, and then the news dropped that he's had that calf injury. Sato had to jump into his place, right? And now the first hit up was Shaq Mitchell in the A team. Sato was in that B team. Come off the back fence. Sato got in front of him. I don't know if he's tackled anyone. He got shot back about 5-6 yards.
Sato.
And everyone laughed, and he got up, and he made a lot of big tackles after that, but
still getting amongst it.
Just had to get his timing in there, getting his reps in, mate. Big Sato. Don't worry. He didn't look out of place. And then, I think it was in the second quarter, Jai Gray was playing fullback for the second team. He scooped the ball out of dummy half. He just gapped and went, no one can go with him. He came to the fullback. Drew the fullback. I think he put one of the outside backs away. He was pushing up in support. And he got hit off the ball, actually, pretty hard. But he's pretty tough. Young Jai Gray got up and shook it off. But Ty Munro come from the clouds to stop the try. Mm. It was a certain try. He come from nowhere. And I think that's where he done the collarbone injury. So it was a bit of friendly fire out there, Brownie.
Well, it's got to be, chaps. You're leading into the season. And if you're not training with that intensity, well, then you're going to get left behind in round one, and that type of training needs to be done. And unfortunately, when you're training with that intensity, there's going to come injuries. And probably three of our most important players have come up with injuries in terms of Graham, Cody and Ty Munro, who we expected to be on the wing in round one. He's going to be out for 8 weeks.
Who do you think replaced Ty Munro?
Oh, look, chaps, like you said, we've been predicting teams.
No, in that game, I mean.
What was that?
That game that was played. When he went off, who do you think replaced him?
I'll say Jason Clark.
Well, Jason Clark, come on. He went in the second team, and they put Michael Cheekham into the first team, did a reshuffle, pushed, I think they pushed Tassie out in the wing, and Cheeks went in the centres. But, mate, Jason Clark.
Yeah.
Communication. Look, they scored a try down his side once, but they didn't do it again.
Yeah.
They corrected themselves there. And I think Anthony Mundine's young bloke was playing outside him on the wing, so there was a bit of tutelage going on there. And
Shows you how depleted our squad is getting over the
I think it was just the fact that we had that third team play, so we're a little bit short. The third team. None of those players that played in the Manly trial.
Yeah.
played at all in that.
No, well,
but
of course,
they did their captain's run on the Friday night, so yeah, they were unable to do so. So a little bit unlucky there, but like you said, the forward pack, they look out in outstanding form. Mm. Your Kepis, Shaq Mitchell's looking good. Mm. Junior Totola, Joy Arrow played well. Cam Murray was in everything. Tommy Burgess. Every time I see Thomas Fletcher, he impresses me. He's a big, strong, powerful, athletic thing. You know, Keon Kalomatungi. Look, there's some good signs. Our outside backs, we're not in a good position right now on the outside backs. I get it. Isaac Thompson, he's had a pretty significant calf injury, carrying it since December.
Hazen Mellers is another one.
He's starting to run again. Young Hazen Mellers, he's had a big preseason too, but again, plagued by injury. Done his hammy in the week before. Mm. He's still limping around. He might be 4 to 6 weeks away as well.
Yeah.
But they're all going to come back, Brownie. It's like there are injuries. Everyone comes back. They'll get there. Liver Havili starting to trot on the sideline. He couldn't be too far away. Him and Liam LeBlanc. Liam LeBlanc's not 100%. Cookie's just been on the exercise bike. He's got a few niggles. He's an old pro. He'll be there in round one, no doubt about it. You don't want to risk it.
No need to push Cookie or even Cody for that matter.
Mm.
How bad is Cody's injury? We don't know, but he's pulled out of the All-Stars game on a Saturday night. Hopefully he'll be right for round one.
Yep, Tyrell Kalo. He's starting to do a bit of running as well. He'll be probably like a mid-year one as well. Good one to have come back. Look, Dean Hawkins jumped in a 5'8". On the A team and played pretty well in combination there with Lachie Ilias, and we're going to see that this weekend. He created a few nice little repeat sets, which we know his strengths are his kicking game, Brownie, and we're going to see a bit of that.
That combination of Lachie Ilias and Cody, and look, that could happen throughout the year. You're going to have to expect injuries throughout the season as well, and there could be a time where Lockie has partnered with Dean Hawkins throughout the season, and we're going to get to see it on Saturday night.
Yep, no doubt about it. South Sydney will do everything they can to get the strongest line up there in round one. Brownie, we're going to try and predict the round one back line as it speaks now. This is Tuesday, Teamless Tuesday, leading into the Charity Shield. Last week, you might have thought Ty Munro was in there and a few different people, but it looks like he's not going to take his place. Campbell Graham's out. Is the lineup that they've picked this weekend, do you think it's going to be pretty similar to that?
I think so. I think with the inclusion of Latrell Mitchell and Cody Walker, that'll be my back line. I think Richie Kenner will come in and play centre for Campbell Graham, and the experienced Tane Milne will take Ty Munro's spot on the wing.
Yeah, I think you're right. There might be one little change. I think Richie Kenner's going to play left centre. I've just got a feeling Richie Kenner's going to play left centre with Alex Johnson. He's a left-side player, Richie Kenner, and I reckon the experience of Isaiah Tass the last couple of years, you might risk putting him on the right side, which he has been training there, really,
yep.
I've noticed. And you put him next to the veteran himself, Tane Milne.
Well, that might happen on Saturday night. If it's going to happen, they'll do it Saturday night.
Yeah, and they'll try it out.
You'll in the Charity Shield.
This weekend. You got anything else for us, Brownie?
No, that's about it, chaps. But like I said, this team could change once again the following week. Will they play against the Roosters? I'm pretty sure they'll be leaving the next day. So you wouldn't think that any of the starting 17 will be playing against the Roosters.
Oh, I don't think you'll have any of them. I think the 24 players, each squad's allowed to take 24 players over, each team, and they won't take part in that Roosters contest at all. I think Cam Murray may stay back. He's waiting on the birth of a child. He might go over a few days before it, but I don't think that's going to affect what Cam's doing or what he's not doing. So I think that's how it's going to play out, Brownie. It'd be interesting to see how Cody Walker heals. He's a quick healer, but I don't like the fact that he's had two calf injuries this preseason alone. Had a minor one in December. He's had another minor one here. Let's hope that doesn't plague him through season 2024.
But you've got to remember, Jack Whiten had a calf injury as well.
Jack hasn't been training either. Maybe he's still getting himself up to speed there. I'm not sure what the story is with that one. But look, if you put our best side out there on paper, it's pretty impressive. A little bit like last year. We just could never get that best 17 out there. I think they only played 22nd of the season or something, our best 17 all in the park at the same time. Let's hope that turns around by round 10-ish.
Oh, around 10.
Well, that's when I think I'm expecting old Ty Munro.
Yeah, that's right. A few guys. Yeah, 100% chaps. They've indicated that's when Ty will be back, 8 to 10 weeks. Campbell Graham, we probably won't see him till later in the season. And all them niggling injuries, hopefully they're all back very soon. Because, to win a premiership, you've got to have a fit squad throughout the season.
And Brownie, look, the sponsors keep rolling in, mate. We've picked up yet another sponsor, another Mad South fan, a friend of ours. I've worked with his father for a long, long time. His name is Dean Sampson. His son, who's sponsoring us, Adam Sampson, he's got a company there called Loan Market, Brownie, and they're a finance company. I've used him to get a loan, had to remortgage. We thought the interest rates were going up, me and my missus, and we contacted him, and I'll tell you what, it was smooth as anything. He updates you with videos every time there's an update on what's happening, how your loan is tracking. And look, it's been a really smooth process, and I'm so glad that I jumped on board.
Yeah, chaps, and that's what you want from either a real estate agent or your finance broker when you're dealing with some big assets, a lot of finances, and you want to be kept updated. And that's what Adam does. He's very good at his job, and we're so happy that he's come on board with our podcast, the Rabbitohs Radio podcast. And yeah, if you're looking to get finance, if you're looking to buy a home or refinance your house like you did, chaps, be sure to give Adam a call.
Yep, you can find him there on Facebook or contact us and we can put you onto him. But yeah, look, one of the best things I've done financially in the last couple of years, mate, because, not going to name banks or anything like that, but we weren't too happy with our last broker and our last bank we're with, and now we're in a position now where we can trust him. And you need to trust someone with you when you got a big loan. I've got a big loan. I'm not going to bloody discuss details over here, but we're under the pump there, and it can be very stressful to have a loan. He takes the stress away from it and just keeps you communicated right through the whole process. So
that's great.
There's another sponsor jumping on board there, Brownie.
Yeah, and be sure if you do call Adam to mention us here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast and you'll get the special treatment.
You certainly will. Now, we might give our other sponsors a mention here, Brownie. We've already spoke about the juniors on the last couple of episodes. We're going to probably have to have a meeting there with Keithy soon and have a little chat to him and see how the season's going to go on. And I'm sure he was happy with me and yourself, Brownie, on A Great Grand Final day last year. Punched out a couple of those commentating gigs and it turned out pretty well. We've also got Bunnaby Water. They've been pretty good to us the last couple of years. Trust Wilksy and the boys, Al Daly and Maddo. Thank you for all your support. Oz Snow, the biggest tour operator in the Southern Hemisphere. They are having an unbelievable season over there in Japan at the moment. If you want to go over Japan, New Zealand or Australia in our winter, they're the blokes to give you a call. And you really have a good time there. Jeez, they know how to party, Brownie.
Yeah, I bet you they do.
Oh, jeez, I've had some good parties down there. And Blast Pit, I've never felt better walking out of the ice bath and sauna and having a train down there with Nick, and he's got a great team down there. Dot Build, if you're looking to do a big job or a small job or something commercial, Dot Build is the one to give a call to, mate. And Daryl Lee, our major sponsor. We know that plenty of people have converted to Daryl Lee over the years purely just from listening to this show, and their support is invaluable, mate.
Yeah, Daryl Lee, what a confectionery business it is. It's licorice and chocolate. The best chocolate I've ever tasted, chaps. Some of their licorice is unbelievable. And, they've been really good to us. NG Farrell Real Estate is another business and organisation that's been with us since day one. The leading and market real estate agent in the eastern suburbs. And Ramos Bricklaying is another company who have come on board. So we've got plenty of sponsors there supporting us, and we like to support them. If you are interested in jumping on board, make sure you get in touch with us through our social media platforms, Instagram or Facebook, or even on Twitter. Hit us up and we can have a chat with you.
that might be it for another edition of Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Up
the mighty Rabbitohs.
To Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Slate, one-handed pass back for Fenwick, back for Coleman, on a go for the